Governor.
Thank you, Miss Clark.
Sir, I still need that signature.
Wait a minute. I was here first. Governor, our problem is that the student population is shifting and our schools are underutilized.
Well, this is terrible.
I know.
There isn't any tomato in this sandwich.
That I didn't know.
Sorry, Governor.
Just that I had my heart set on a BLT. This is really only a BL. When you get right down to it, it's the tea that makes the sandwich what it is.
You're absolutely right, sir. Of course, that is assuming you can find decent tomatoes.
There's nothing wrong with my tomatoes.
I'm going to pass up this golden opportunity. In the interest of getting back to business.
Right, let's get back to business.
I'll get you another sandwich, Governor.
Guess what?
Hey, couldn't this wait?
Governor, how would you like to have a robot?
I'd rather have a tomato.
No. This is the Jessamine Industries mobile microprocessor. It's called Jim.
You know, I just read about that. It's the most sophisticated computerized robot ever produced.
We've got him for a whole month. I thought it would be a good publicity idea for the State Science Expo.
Well, I don't know, Pete. What exactly does this robot do?
Yeah, does he take meetings?
No, good heaven, he can do anything. He's even programmed to do kitchen stuff.
Forget it, Buster. The machine has not been invented that can replace me.
What about a dump truck?
I'm telling you, one wrong beep from this talking toaster and I'll pull its plug.
Now, I'm getting back to the subject.
So the robot is okay with you, Governor?
All right, Pete. Go ahead, set it up.
Oh, great.
Coffee not ready yet. Grouse!
Coffee will complete its brew cycle in 1 minute and 20 seconds.
You do something to your hair again, Krauss?
I am not the biochemical unit, Krauss. I am Jim, Jessamine Industries mobile microprocessor.
Well, I'm pleased to meet you. I'm Benson.
I am pleased to make your acquaintance.
Yeah, enchanté.
C'est mon plaisir aussi.
Oh, you speak French, too.
Actually, I speak 16 languages and 41 dialects, not counting machine languages. Coffee's ready.
Good morning, Krauss.
Goodbye, Benson. I'm off.
I hope it was something I said.
My leaving has nothing to do with you.
You don't mind if I take the credit?
The reason I am leaving, dear friend, is because Jim did all my work for me. He's the best helper I ever had.
Thank you, Miss Krauss.
Oh, no. Thanks to you, I am free to take the morning off and go to the zoo.
Homesick?
Leaving because of you.
Good. For a moment there, I thought I'd lost my touch.
Auf Wiedersehen, Jim.
That's very impressive, Jim, but I imagine you must have a lot of trouble with your neck.
Occasionally, I crack a ball socket.
That must be very painful. How do you work anyway? What are all these gadgets?
Warning. Do not touch my input device.
You don't want your input device touched, Jim. You shouldn't be flashing it.
Hi, handsome.
Hey, Denise.
Oh, hi, Benson. I've got the expense estimates for the school budget from data processing this morning.
Let's have a look.
As you can see, it's divided by school districts.
Yeah, but the machine went off the bottom of the page. I can't tell what the total is.
Oh, that's okay. I can add it up.
$331,680,419.36.
Shame you two can't have children. Jim, you're terrific. You do everything but play the piano.
Hop on my platform, Denise. We can boogie.
Jim, oh, Benson, get this. What is the square root of 754,000 divided by 20?
The answer is 194.16487.
He's been right all morning. Just can't trip him up.
Governor, I still need to speak with you on that school budget proposal.
I can't, Benson. I'm on my way to the Capitol.
Well, what about over lunch?
No, I got to talk at the Rotary, but leave the proposal on my desk and I'll look at it later.
All right, I'll leave the afternoon open for you.
But before I go, Jim, in 1975, what state had the greatest number of milk cows?
Wisconsin, 1,812,000.
You try it, Benson.
Yeah. Name them.
I'm not sure I understand this, Jim. How do you come to this conclusion?
Given the aforementioned variables, I project the present situation will sustain itself for a minimum of 8 weeks.
So you really think the White Sox are going to take it all?
Governor, can you spare some time now?
Our discussion is concluded. You may enter.
Thank you.
Sure, Benson, go on in. Jim and I were just talking baseball. He knows everything.
It's only natural. My creator is a sports enthusiast and fitness expert.
Yeah, well, I bet my creator can beat up your creator.
What'd you want to discuss, Benson?
Well, Governor, I'm still having some trouble solving the problems in the school budget. I'm afraid we're going to have an extension before we go to legislature.
Extension? Benson, we are down to the wire as it is. Come Monday, the state's going to be without a budget.
I know, but I don't want to make any hasty decisions.
Well, you know, I have reviewed most of your budget data with Jim here. He could be of help to you.
Well, maybe so, but this is more than facts and figures.
All right, I'll call Senator Chapman about the extension.
Okay, and I'll keep plugging away at the budget.
But you know, Benson, you really shouldn't resist using Jim. He's the shape of things to come.
Well, if so, they're going to have to start making bigger hats.
Benson, I cannot believe that you still haven't completed work on the school budget.
Thank you for dropping in, Clayton. Goodbye.
A delay like this could be very costly to the governor.
Are you going to get out of my office, or do I have to call an exorcist?
All right, Benson.
Well, it certainly took you long enough.
I've repaired your sanitation unit.
Oh, this is terrific, the three of you together. Listen, I want to take some publicity shots.
I have a better idea. Take a hike.
Listen, come on, this robot's the best idea I've had all year. Now, give me a break.
I don't have time, Pete.
I'll take candid shots.
I've got work to do.
Yeah, work, which should have been done a long time ago. In fact, if Jim were doing it, I'm sure it would have been done. Actually, he could probably do the entire budget director's job more efficiently. Isn't that right, Jim?
Based on a comparative performance capabilities study between a human and a Jessamine Industries mobile microprocessor, that is a logical statement.
Jim, you're beginning to get on my nerves.
Jim, could you lean in and put your arm around Benson?
Okay, that's it. Pete, you and the Tin Man, get out of here and take the Wizard of Oz with you.
It really is amazing how some people are so threatened by technology.
Tell me about it. Come on, Jim, let's go where we're wanted.
Oh, Jim, there you are. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, Governor, did you talk to Senator Chapman about that extension?
Yes, he said he'd give it to you.
Good.
When hell freezes over. Actually, Benson, I didn't want Chapman to get the upper hand, so I'm going to go with Jim's suggestion.
You're going to what?
Don't take that attitude. You should hear what he's come up with. You see, he feels that, well, it's your idea, Jim, so why don't you tell him?
All schools that do not operate at 65% capacity will be shut down.
Well, won't that be kind of confusing when the students show up and find the doors locked?
Those students will be reassigned to other schools so that all educational institutions operate at or near 100% capacity.
We are talking about people, microbrain.
So Jim is trying to help.
Well, Governor, I think that our first consideration ought to be the welfare of the students.
Well, we think so, too.
We?
Which is why I want to rush this budget through. We've got to save money.
1.1 million, to be exact.
Why don't you go play in an electrical storm?
Hudson, I have made up my mind about this. Jim's abilities are unique. I feel secure with his budget proposal.
But, Governor...
Now, that's all, Benson.
Okay, fine. You and the pinball machine can go work on the budget, and I'll be in the kitchen consulting with the waffle iron. Nice color.
I hate it.
So do I. I just don't want to make you feel bad. Have you totaled the figures on the household maintenance budget?
Jim's doing it.
But I didn't tell you to give those figures to Jim.
I know. The governor did.
But I need him to work on the administrative budget.
No, you don't. Jim's doing that, too.
This is ridiculous. Jim's doing the school budget. Jim's doing the administrative budget. The only thing Jim isn't doing is your nails.
Benson, I need your help. We must rid ourselves of that meddlesome robot.
I thought you and he were buddies.
Not anymore. That little tin Judas on wheels is trying to take away my job.
I didn't know he had been programmed to grovel.
That's very funny, but you'll change your tune when he tries to take away your job.
He already has.
Benson, there's only one thing left to do. We have got to kill the robot.
What are you talking about?
No. I've thought it all out. You distract him, and I'll push him down the stairs.
Distract him? What do you want me to do? Dress up in tinfoil and go coochie, coochie, coochie?
Well, if it works, do it.
Clayton, get a hold of yourself. What happened?
Well, it all started innocently enough. The governor asked Jim to organize his appointment calendar.
You're kidding.
Well, that wasn't so bad. It's just busy work. But then he asked him to store the names of all the political and civic leaders, their likes, their dislikes, their birthdays. Benson! I have always been in charge of the important people's list.
I know. That's terrible, Clayton.
You haven't heard the worst of it. He's even cracked my secret code.
What code?
My maitre d' code. Now he knows the names of all the great restaurants, the best tables. Benson, what does the governor need me for?
Come on, Clayton. Just there. Come on, try. Calm down now. Just try to pull yourself together. Stop sniffling. Come on. Here, have a tissue. Well, we'll do something about the robot.
What?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll try to talk to the governor again.
We can't. Jim makes all his appointments.
Oh, come on, let's go to the kitchen. Have a cup of coffee, we'll think of something.
And if we don't?
We'll push him down the stairs.
I just feel useless. Jim's doing everything I used to do.
I tell you, he's the best idea I've ever had. He balanced my checkbook this morning.
You could have done that yourself, Pete. It only takes 10 minutes to balance a checkbook.
Not if you haven't done it for 8 years.
Think, Benson, think!
I can't think, Clayton. If you're going to keep whining, think, Benson, think.
Well, we've got to get rid of that.
Shh.
Scrap metal at 10 o'clock.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Don't you ever speak to me again.
What did I do?
I'm not talking to you either.
Mm-hmm. They're upset about...
Jim?
Yes, Pete?
Don't bring him over here.
Nothing, Jim. Nice job on the checkbook. What are you guys mad at Jim for?
We're not mad at Jim.
We're going to kill him.
But we're not mad at
him. Well, then what's going on?
Well, we're just upset because the governor seems to be letting Jim take over.
Mm-hmm.
He's only doing the menial, tedious stuff. I think he's wonderful.
Well, robots are wonderful, too. But that's all they are, is a tool. They can't replace human minds working on human problems.
Well, if you want my opinion, you're overreacting.
I agree with them, Pete.
Denise, please, this is man talk.
Bensie, when you get through with the robot, do you mind roughing up this jerk?
I can't believe you guys are jealous of a robot.
Jim, could I see you in my office, please?
Affirmative, Governor.
Hi, fellas.
Hey.
This will only take a second. I wanted to talk to you about that press release you wrote this morning. I know where you said.
Press release? Did you hear that? He had the robot write a press release.
I don't know what you're getting so excited about. It's just one of those menial, tedious jobs.
Denise, did you hear that?
No, I wasn't listening. Man talk.
Okay, okay, I get the point. I'm with you now. How do we kill him?
He's a machine. We can't kill him.
But we can break him.
All right, where is that two-timing tin turkey?
Would you and Togglehead have a lover's quarrel?
Put it in a sock, Benson. I'm in a lousy mood. That robot has pushed me too far.
Well, it looks like he dragged you a bit, too.
I have just come from the butcher shop. He changed my entire order. He's taken over all my duties. The next thing you know, Jim will be head of household affairs and I'll be nothing.
Well, we're all in the same boat.
But I am through talking. I'm going to take that overeducated mailbox apart with a hacksaw.
Oh, that's the way to talk, Mr. House.
All right. This is ridiculous. We're blaming a machine. The real problem is the governor. He's so impressed with Jim's ability that he's forgotten what it is we do for him.
What can we do to change the governor's mind?
Simple. Starting tomorrow, we're going to remind him of what it is we do for him.
Where's everybody? Phones must be out of order. Denise, I... Benson? Krause? Miss Krause? Where the heck is everybody? Benson, what's going on?
Well, I don't know. I just been out playing golf. Came by to clean out my desk.
Clean out your desk, huh? Benson, I demand an explanation.
Oh, didn't Jim tell you?
Jim?
Yeah. You know, the tall, bug-eyed guy with the aluminum suit.
What about him?
Well, we had a meeting last night, and it was decided that it wasn't cost-effective to keep all of us on the payroll as long as Jim was doing the work.
So you all decided to resign?
Oh, no. As soon as we brought it to Jim's attention, he fired us.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I want everybody back here tomorrow morning.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Governor. Shouldn't we look at this logically? There's nothing to be gained by hanging on to non-essential personnel.
What do you mean by non-essential personnel?
Well, here's Jim now. It's his idea. Let him tell it. Jim, could you define non-essential personnel for us?
Those employees whose prime function is the interpretation of data. This function is more efficiently performed by a machine.
Could you scan the personnel file and give us an example?
Stand by. Downey, Peter J.
No!
Dubois, Benson, no middle initial.
No, now, just a minute here.
Endicott 3, Clayton R.
This is ridiculous! I need these people!
Gatling, Eugene X.
I can't get along... Gatling, Eugene X, that's me. How can I be defined as non-essential personnel?
Well, let's face it, the governor's job is to interpret data. The way Jim sees things, that job could be done better by a machine. Is that basically it, Jim?
Affirmative.
Jim, how could you say such a thing?
I have a Voxpack 12-octave speech synthesizer.
No, laser breath. It means why?
It's logical.
But my decisions affect the lives of people. If we based every decision on facts and figures, that would be...
inhuman?
I think you've made your point.
What point?
I've been relying a little too much on Jim.
Oh, yeah, that was my point.
I would like to meet with you to discuss your proposals for the school budget. 2 o'clock.
Fine, Governor.
I think we need to study this problem from a more human point of view. Oh, and Benson.
Yes.
Fire the robot.
It'll be my pleasure. Jim, how should I say this? I get the feeling you're not happy here.
I'm not programmed for emotions.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that, because that'll make this easier.
Is there something I can do?
Jimmy, your services here have been terminated.
Where will I go? What will I do?
You're smart, Jim. Get together with a few other appliances and try to get on Family Feud.